Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Joseph Leahy.
Iowans under the age of 18 would need a parent's permission to use tanning beds under a bill passed by the state Senate. Parents would have to provide written consent in person for their child to use a tanning device at a tanning facility. Democratic Senator Art Staid of Cedar Rapids says indoor tanning increases the risk of melanoma, and starting young makes that risk even higher.
We can't regulate the sun, but we can regulate harmful artificial exposure. This bill is about listening to our young people, following the science, and protecting our next generation.
The bill, approved on Monday, first passed in the House last year. The Senate changed it to remove a requirement for permission forms to include a statement describing the cancer-related risk of tanning. The White House is ridiculing Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's state commission documenting federal agents' conduct during Operation Midway Blitz last fall. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has more.
Pritzker's Illinois Accountability Commission sent a letter requesting testimony from top Trump aide Stephen Miller, current border czars Tom Holman and Gregory Bovino, and ex-Homeland Security head Kristi Noem. Pritzker says, quote, "These officials should answer directly to the people of Illinois for the chaos and violence they unleashed." But White House spokesperson Abigail Jackson, in response, called the governor a slob and says the commission is a, quote, "political stunt for his doomed-to-fail presidential campaign." The group is hosting two more hearings and plans to submit findings to the governor's office at the end of April. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Iowa State Patrol reports one person has died following a car crash in Jones County yesterday afternoon around 1:20. A preliminary crash report shows a 2012 Ford Fusion traveling north on Highway 51 crossed the median and was struck broadside by a southbound 2019 Chevy Colorado. The report does not identify the drivers nor the condition of the other driver, who is listed as injured. A new report shows Illinois remains a hot spot for out-of-state patients seeking abortion care. WBEZ's Isabella Nieto has more.
The report from the Guttmacher Institute shows one in four out-of-state patients came to Illinois for abortions in 2025. Adrienne White-Faines is the president of Planned Parenthood of Illinois. She says that number has been stable since Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022. She says clinics close to Illinois' borders see the most patients from states with tight abortion restrictions.
They come from Indiana, Wisconsin, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Iowa.
The report also showed a decline in the overall number of abortions performed in Illinois from 2024. I'm Isabella Nieto.
Illinois State Senator Mike Halpin is supporting legislation to raise wages for the state's home care and child care workers. SB 3033 would also set a minimum wage for home aid workers at $20.75 per hour. The Rock Island Democrat says people who care for the elderly and children need adequate pay for their services.
Essentially, what the bill does is to increase the amount of money that we put into our agencies to pass along through the care programs to the frontline workers doing the job. It makes sure that a dedicated portion of the increase goes to those workers to make sure they can more easily make ends meet.
The Illinois Senate's version of the bill is currently in the Appropriations Health and Human Services Committee with a deadline for consideration of April 24th. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and an Iowa nonprofit that prevents and responds to child abuse says the state has a long way to go. Iowa Public Radio's Megan McKinney reports.
Child abuse reports have been declining since 2022. Danica Haas, who leads Iowa chapter of Children's Advocacy Centers, says this is likely a reflection of underreporting, not less child abuse.
We oftentimes will have some communities that will say, oh, I know that child abuse isn't happening here, so we don't need to worry about it. And I can tell you that child abuse is happening in all 99 counties in Iowa.
A bill that would have required sexual abuse awareness education for K through 6th grade has failed to advance in the Iowa legislature. Haas says Iowa should require preventative education that teaches children how to identify safety concerns like physical abuse, neglect, or bullying. State data shows neglect and presence of illegal drugs made up over half of founded instances of child abuse in 2025. I'm Megan McKinney, IPR News.
This is WVIK News.